Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Geiger. Smith reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasbye hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Freese strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Tasbye is chasing the ball. Aparicio rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierce for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Freese hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Pierce covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze juggles the ball. That's an error on Freeze. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Landis steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers juggles the ball. That's an error on Sievers. Geiger moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawler for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Smith steals second. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Pierce reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Ted Williams. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.